high school smiles, oh yes. Beautiful girl, lovely dress. Where she is now, I can only guess. Cause it's gone, daddy gone. Love is gone, it's gone, daddy gone. Love is gone, it's gone, daddy gone. Love is gone, it's gone, daddy gone. Love is gone away. When I see you, eyes will turn blue. When I see you, thousand eyes turning blue. Cause it's gone, daddy gone. By the way that you switch and walk, I can see by the way that you baby talk. I can know by the way that you treat your man. I can love you, babe, there's a crying. Cause it's gone, daddy gone. Love is gone, yes it's gone. Daddy gone, love is gone. Gone, daddy gone. Love is gone, yes gone, daddy gone. Love is gone. Beautiful girl, lovely dress, 15 smiles, oh yes. Beautiful girl, lovely dress. Where she is now, I can only guess. Cause it's gone, daddy gone. Yes, gone, daddy gone.
That was Gone Daddy Gone Daddy Gone by Violent Femmes and Victoria by The Kinks. I have a guest with me in the studio today. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. This is Sean. Very happy to be here with Isaac tonight. I'm just going to get it out the way. And shameless plug, I also have a radio show, Local Anesthesia. It's on a Thursday evenings at 5 to 6 p.m. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was just on Sean's show. It was a little bit of a, I guess, exchange program. That's the wrong word.
But we, exchange program.
It's like a, I don't know, mutually beneficial arrangement.
Yeah.
You know, get some exposure, get some plug. And yeah, play some music is the main thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hannah is going to be joining us, my girlfriend. But she's on the way currently.
Fashionably late.
She's not in the studio. She is, yeah. She's making a... What's the... I was about to say, like, I don't know, there's got to be an opposite of, like, the Irish goodbye. You just show up and just don't talk to anybody. You show up late and just don't talk to anyone. Then you leave early and don't say that, goodbye.
That's like a New England hello.
New England hello?
Yeah, let's just call it that.
Yeah, I don't know. There's different... That's an interesting cultural thing, though, like, different kinds of friendliness. Like, in the South, everyone's... Some of it becomes stereotype, but everyone's very friendly to the point where if they're being too friendly... It almost means they're being like
a red flag. Like, oh, what's gonna happen?
Like, yeah. Whereas, yeah, that's the basic expectation. So if someone's being friendly, that does not mean they are friendly. That's just what you have to do.
And then, like in the Northeast, we're like externally very like hostile. We'll like, we'll like curse at you and like, you know, just come off as very unfriendly. But we'll help you. We'll be nice.
I feel like the Midwest has the reputation of everyone's just kind of like people don't have as much to like beef about. It feels like they beef about college football.
That's
with
it.
The other states that are neighboring them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're, I don't know. I don't actually, I've like hardly ever been to a place that's called the Midwest, so I have no expertise in this topic.
Yeah, my only exposure to that is people that go to school here that happen to be from like Illinois or
Ohio.
Minnesota or whatever. Yeah, Ohio.
Yeah.
My apologies if you're from Ohio.
Condolence. All right, we got some Boards of Canada in the background right now. You're going to hear a lot
very
of them.
Very vibey. Love some Boards of Canada.
Today. Yeah, they're one of my go-to study bands. I'm trying to figure out if I've got a decent amount of work to do, but is it going to be a Monday grind set, or will it be some of it on Sunday? It's looking like Monday because I'm not feeling like it, but we'll see.
I think it's feeling like a Sunday morning problem.
At the very least, yeah. At the soonest, it's Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Definitely not doing that right now.
I think
now.
About, yeah. Just out of necessity, it will have to be a Sunday morning thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Just to keep up
with
my stuff.
I kind of can't do nothing until Tuesday. That would be a poor move. Or until Monday, sorry. How are we feeling this parents' weekend? Got a lot of parents around campus.
A lot of... It's kind of overwhelming.
It is pretty overwhelming. So, I work at... Sometimes I work at the campus bookstore. And so it was very busy today. That's why I was even in there.
Yeah.
Normally never open on weekends. And it was just, a lot of people in there.
Yikes.
A lot of big purchases being made because stuff is in there.
Get your overpriced sweatshirts while you're here.
Yeah, it's an $80 pullover.
No, well, for those of you, I'm sure nobody listening knows, but I'm from Somerville. I'm a local kid here. So, like, for my parents to come here and visit the campus is kind of silly because I grew up
they
here.
They can do that any time.
Like, exactly. Yeah. They are familiar with Tufts, so they don't, and I see them all the time, so
exactly.
It's not like, oh, come to parents' weekend. Yeah. Like,
my mom was here last weekend, which was nice. That just kind of ended up working out.
I think the impromptu visit is better than coming when other parent is
here. I think it actually worked out really well that way because then you don't have, like, I imagine, like, every restaurant around campus is,
pretty
like,
crowded.
Packed.
Yeah.
Every, I don't know. Just a lot of them just around campus, and it's a space you're so used. Like, you don't think about how the only people over, like, I don't know, 50 you see are professors. Most of the time, like, you don't think about it. You just assume it. And then when you see a bunch of parents, it's like, what? It's different. All right. That's enough talking. Speaking of talking, it's Talking Heads, Cross-Eyed and Painless.
Oh, perfect transition right there.
I'm a master of this stuff. Yeah, Cross-Eyed and Painless, right.
Changing my shape.
Hey guys, so we have another guest in the studio. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, this is Hannah.
That's Hannah.
That was an introduction.
Hey!
Hello!
I'm here.
And go ahead and drop your plug since Sean dropped his.
Okay. When is my show? Mondays at 6 p.m. You can tune into 91.5 WMFO to listen to my show. It's Always Sunny in Medford. And I will probably have Isaac on it pretty often.
Yeah, we'll both be pretty common fixture. She's not been on the first few weeks because other weeks she was at work.
I'm
not so much anymore. And that's okay.
We're not going to get into it.
I'm unemployed.
We're not going to get into it.
Unemployed.
I did bring up
hungry,
my.
You're not unemployed.
Dirty.
You're not unemployed. You're a full time student.
Yeah.
You're a full time student.
I'm actually between jobs right now. I'm not unemployed. I'm just between
jobs.
You
got to try and maximize it so you can get on unemployment.
No, they're not giving my butt unemployment.
I'm thinking of now that
I deserve that.
It's not unemployment that they try to scam. It's welfare, but the Always Sunny episode.
Can we have welfare? I'm addicted to I can't say that substance on air.
I realize like all the bits that I'm remembering are stuff that I can't really say on air.
And this is my sister. She is.
All right, but you know what? I got something to talk about. It's spooky season.
Woo!
Oh.
It's October. It's
I love spooky season.
It's getting scary.
We've scary only hours.
We just watched It Follows. That wasn't really a crazy good movie.
I
thought it was fine. I liked it.
It was entertaining.
Amount.
Look, it wasn't like
but
I want
to watch
shut
more
this
stuff.
Off, but I want we got to watch something better.
Yeah, we were thinking about Blair Witch. I've not seen it. I don't really know what the like maybe it'll freak me out, but there's a chance I'll be like this is boring. That's what I'm concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
That's my red flag. But maybe I should just see it because it does seem like it's at least unique enough to be like.
I feel like that was one of the
watching.
First movies to be on that DIY, like, you know, home video aesthetic. Like,
yeah. there's not a lot of things that have come after it, yeah. I think, either, that aren't like internet shorts or something. Like like a big
feature-length movie.
Feature-length release that like gets buzz and people go out and see. Like what, I can't think of anything else shot on like handheld digital crappy like found footage type. I'm sure it's out there. I think Cloverfield, that was a bit in that actually.
Also, I haven't watched either of those movies, so I'm just talking on my butt right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
I feel like something has switched where the dialogue of a lot of like modern horror movies are just like awful. I'm not saying the dialogue has always been fantastic for every horror movie, because obviously there's bad horror movies of every generation, but I feel, I don't know, there's like a dialogue shift.
It feels like there's a form, like there's always
movies,
been a formula.
Not just horror movies, but like with all, like I watched Bottoms last night and everybody's ranting and raving about Bottoms, and I watched it and I was like, oh, that was a movie.
Yeah,
like the dialogue was just so like, you betrayed me, how could you do that?
Yeah, the type of this is going to come out kind of not polite, but whatever. The type of people I saw that were like, this is really good, told me that I was probably not going to enjoy it, and it wasn't for me.
You would not
at
all.
I stayed away,
you
and
would.
I think that's
worked
out for me.
I mean, it's a little funny. There are some funny bits.
Like, sure. Intentionally funny?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. Intentionally,
well, it's a
being,
comedy,
like, ironic high school movie. Like, they really lean into, like, the high school thing, and there's a lot of just jokes that they make about it that I can't really say on air, but...
Yeah.
It's pretty scary... mediocre movie. We got The Shining main title back there. How do you feel about The Shining? Have you watched it? You said you didn't like it as much, right?
No, that's not what I said. I said I didn't finish it. Okay,
I'm in the same boat. I watched it and I didn't finish it.
I finished it, so now I just have to rewatch it. Maybe we should watch that.
I love it.
We should watch it.
I think it's a really good movie.
And we're watching it.
No,
I guess that's what
I've been trying to get through all of Kubrick's movies. I've seen 2001. I've seen Clockwork Orange.
I want to see Clockwork Orange.
But I'm still huge on 2001.
Yeah.
I saw that like
incredible
a couple months ago, and it was like...
That's not even a conventional horror movie, but that's that is terrifying. Yeah.
It was similar to The Shining in that it's like, it's kind of all visuals and sound design as far as...
Yeah.
Not that there's nothing else going on, like there's a lot else going on, but that's what's... So
off-putting.
Strong,
yeah,
and that's what's off-putting or what works. I'm gonna switch back to the music. I've got a few songs in a row now, a few Britons. This is 545 by Gang of Four.
Stagnant Crazy, give me the gun, baby, baby, ain't There's a price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you have to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
We're back. This is a little longer talky time. First, let me go over the songs we played. That was The Fall, Bar Me. That was actually the first song I added to this set list because I was listening to This Nation's Saving Grace by The Fall and went, I need to add this. They're a band, they have released... I'm going to pull up the actual number because I feel like having the number is worth... The Fall Band, not this TV series from 2013. they have released... it's taken me too long to find it. It's like 33 studio albums.
Damn.
So, and it's only one constant member, the like lead singer slash writer. So, I mean, they obviously have like a prime material period, but it's literally like from 1981 to like 2018, like releasing like
just non-stop.
At least one album a year, if not more.
I got one more in me.
It's constantly changing set list. But post-punk legends... A lot of good stuff. I've really just scratched the surface. Panic by The Smiths. I feel like everyone's all familiar. Mm-hmm. Big Edge Exit by PJ Harvey, which I am embarrassingly late to the game with. I've listened to a couple of her other albums, and they're solid, but Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea was like almost every song was like hitting for me.
Yeah.
Like it's really good. Plus, it's got a cool cover picture, I think.
Is that the one where like her hair album. Like slicked back with the water? Am I...
Well, she's in the city.
Yeah,
the
I like,
oh, that
I
one.
Love that album cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, she has good album art.
She's
in
got
general.
Good album art.
I was thinking of the black and white cover.
She's a good model for it. I feel like
the one Rid of Me. The, like, she's like whipping her hair.
Yes.
Yeah,
Rid
I was listening
me.
To that earlier. PJ Harvey's great, and then now we're here. I'm gonna quickly, while it's on my mind and before I forget, give. Slight preview to next week's show.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Which is just going to be... I don't really know how I'm going to break it up exactly, but it's going to be NBA preview special episode. Instead of just doing the, like, 5 minutes of sports talk I usually do if I do it, it'll be a lot longer, and with people coming on... I say specifically to talk about it as if it's, like, experts. It's just us other tough students.
Just your friends that really are into basketball.
Who will watch it, yeah.
Yeah.
I've only just talked to Harrison about doing it. So there's a worst case scenario, it's just him, and then I end up playing more music than I'm saying I will. But the dream scenario is friends from home can call in, and I can get that set up.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
That would be... I need. It would be like a good excuse
on air,
to...
But it's just so like hard and scary.
I don't know how it works from their end, because I don't know if they'll be able to hear what we're talking about very well. Like, I don't know what the... Like, they can hear what I say over the phone when I'm talking.
Exactly.
But I don't know if you could do like round table discussion type of setup. Maybe you have it open on like a computer, but then you're like echoing yourself
when
you
talk.
Have
them zoom in.
yeah, Zoom just have the audio coming through on the the laptop.
Yeah, and just like putting the microphone up to like
just
the
pre-recorded
speaker.
Message, just like give you your take on the Suns for 5 minutes and just talk. Anyway, but yeah, that's I don't know exactly how I'll break it up if it'll be. I think it'll just depend on how it goes for the first like 20 minutes of it. If it's like, okay, I'm kind of grasping, this isn't work going very well. But I'll try to like prepare ideas, things to talk about.
And then with a game plan.
Ideally, I'm having, you know, like at least three other people here, so we're all kind of bouncing off. Anyway.
I feel like either way, the in-person.
You can be there and you can make a little, like every 5 to 10 minutes, just go like sports Paul.
Okay, I'm sensing a little bit of how do I say it, misogyny in the air in this room right now. I was gonna say actually if you had me on there you would be having a great excellent analyst, I think,
of the Boston Celtics.
Yeah,
I'm Celtic.
Very knowledgeable of the Boston Celtics.
Are you familiar
you know
with
this.
Jordan Walsh?
Yes.
In what way? What does he do? What
he is related to the Boston Celtics in some aspects.
He's their second round pick. He has, I think it's called alopecia, where there's no hair.
I was actually, okay, fun story. I went to the dermatologist once for a bald spot on my head when I was like 14 in eighth grade because my dance wig was just ripping hair out of my head.
Yikes.
And so I had this like quarter-size bald spot on my head as a 14-year-old in eighth grade. Like, super great time to have a bald spot.
That's really fun.
It's really great when you feel really awesome about yourself. I went, and the guy, and I'm like, cannot believe that he said this to me. He's like, you have alopecia areata. Like, you have the thing where you get like, it's alopecia areata is not like full baldness, but it's like you get like quarter size bald spots on my head. And he's like, it's an autoimmune disease and that's what you have. And I'm like, this is the only bald spot I've ever gotten. And I'm
exactly where the wig was
hurting
wrong.
My yeah. head. Yeah. Like, but it's so funny that he just gave me that like diagnosis. But there are people who like need diagnoses and they're just like, you should drink more water. Like, I don't know. It was so big.
How did he come to that conclusion? Did you take a test? Or?
No, he just looked at my head and was
like, oh, that's what it is.
That's
for sure.
A circle sized bald spot. Oh, you dance? That's still a circle-sized bald spot. So alopecia, and then areata means circle. So alopecia areata. I don't know. I don't mean to diss this guy.
Where did he go to the medical school?
No, I know.
Like, there's a lot of medical stories like this, though. Yeah. Like people.
If I just showed him a picture of the dance wig, I think he would know what's going on. Like if I showed him a picture of the bobby pin contraption that was underneath my head. I don't know. Just wild that he was like, "You have alopecia areata." End of the story. That's it. But that was like
Not even you might.
You do. Yeah. It wasn't even like, we'll run some tests. He was like, you can get some shots in your head if you want it to grow back faster. And I was kind of like,
yeah. I think I had I can't really remember this very well, but did you have to do like scoliosis test?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think at one point they were like, it wasn't like confirmed like you have scoliosis, but it was like, this is a minor thing. You need to keep getting checked up. And that was like one screening. Every other screening.
Yeah.
And that was like middle school. Everything after that, no one said anything. It was like, this is perfect. It was
good.
Every physical I had, it was all perfect. But it was the one time that someone was like, this is wrong. And it's like, well, that's weird. I just never followed up on it, so it didn't get like in a medical record somewhere, but who knows?
Yeah. I had that with heartbeat. I had to get like an EKG. And then the nurse practitioner, who was running the thing was like the mom of these twin girls who were my age for dance competitions that like I would see at dance competitions. And she's like, what set do you do? I'm like, King of the Fairies. She's like, do King of the Fairies. Dance right now. Go. Did I just get my heart rate going? Interesting. I was also 14 when this happened. Mm-hmm. It was a bad year.
All right. Well, we got some more music coming back on.
Woo-hoo.
I don't think it's... Oh, wait, no. The XX are British. I was about to say no more British, but that's wrong. On Hold by
more
the XX.
British.
And then not many more songs after that.
I don't blame you. We got carried away. I can't hold on to an empty space.
Now you've found a new star to orbit. It could be love. I think you're too soon to call us old. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. And every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming back to me. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. I'm not afraid to start to orbit. It could be love. I think you're too soon to call us so. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. And every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming back to me. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. I thought I had you on hold. I thought I had you on hold.
Thanks all for listening to Hour to Kill. Thanks for Hannah and Sean for coming on. Hopefully you're all having a good Saturday night. I'm going to pass off the mic to the wonderful show that is Pickled Beats, my favorites here on WMFO. And for my last song, it's There's a World by Sufjan Stevens. Enjoy.
There's a world you're living in. No one else has your part. All God's children in the wind. Take it in and blow real hard. Look around it. Have you found it? Walking down the avenue. See what it brings. Could be good things in the air for me and you. We are leaving.